The Church Defined, Church Leadership. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. So guard yourselves and God's people. Feed and shepherd God's flock, His church, purchased with His own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as leaders. One of the very important aspects of the church is its leadership. These leaders, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, include apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The primary role of a leader in the church is to be the shepherd of the flock that God has entrusted to them. Peter explains this in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 2 and 3. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. The greatest example of leadership was demonstrated by the Lord Jesus, who said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John chapter 10 and verse 11. Jesus explained to his disciples that the leadership in the kingdom was supposed to be in total contrast to that of the world. While worldly leadership thrives on domination and authority, the leadership that the Lord desires is a servant leadership. Jesus summed it up beautifully in Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Paul goes into great detail in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 2 to 5 and Titus chapter 1 verses 7 to 9 to list out the appropriate qualities of a church leader. To summarize, a leader must be faithful to his wife, bring up his children well, must lead a life above reproach, be self-controlled, wise, with good reputation, hospitable, able to teach, gentle, devout, disciplined, one who encourages others, not a lover of money, not an alcoholic, and not quarrelsome. I believe the same would apply for women whom God has placed in leadership positions too. As the primary calling of a leader is to teach the Word of God, it is required that he should explain the Word of God correctly. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Also, Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, "Preach the word of God, be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching." There is also a responsibility that the people of God have towards those who serve them. This is the Lord's command as found in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 14. Those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. We are further instructed in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, "Give double honor to spiritual leaders who handle their duties well." This is especially true if they work hard at teaching the word of God. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 12, "Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance." Being in church leadership can sometimes seem like a lonely and thankless job, but we are reminded from Colossians chapter 3 verses 23 and 24, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Here's a word of encouragement for everyone who is serving the Lord from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." For those who are faithful leaders, guess what is in store? When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4.